This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Things can be tough on many farms, even before new threats of Chinese tariffs on U.S. farm produce, such as soybeans. For instance, Western Wisconsin led the nation in farm foreclosures last year. More than 450 dairy farms in the state went out of business. And among those still hanging on, many farmers are using their land as collateral against loans to keep operating, as Zoe Sullivan reports.
So we'll start the tour here in the heart and soul of the farm in our milking parlors.
Corey Brown was born and raised on this dairy farm in Wisconsin. His family has a herd of 500 dairy cows. He says he's been losing money for the past few years, and now the price of milk is not keeping up with his production costs. Farm debt is at record levels across the country, but so is land value, which is helping farmers like Brown stay afloat.
We basically are operating by making what payments we can and borrowing money. Luckily, in our area, land values are fairly substantial, so we can use that as collateral on loans.
With low commodity prices and high production costs, Brown is afraid he may have to sell some of the land. And that's something he doesn't want to do, because his family has been farming here for generations. The USDA reports that real estate makes up approximately 80% of all farm assets. But after increasing in value during the first part of the century, farm real estate prices have tapered, just as farm incomes have dipped, along with commodity prices.
You can easily start putting together a scenario where things fall apart pretty quickly.
John Newton is an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, a nonprofit organization that aims to help farming become more profitable.
If indeed we do have another year of poor commodity prices, the debt service ratio, the amount of production that farmers need to service their debt, is rising.
Corey Brown's family owns 330 acres. If things don't turn around, he says they're more likely to sell the cows than they are to sell the land. But that could happen too. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Zoe Sullivan for Marketplace.